daf is daf Samech Aleph. We said we'll try to get ahead of the game a little bit, as Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. So Gemara on five lines down, Samech Aleph, I mean, Aleph asks Ibailu. I think that's what we're up to, is that correct? Yeah. Ibailu. Amar Yain She'ani Toim Yovel Mai. So he says, I cannot taste wine for entire Yovel, which means 49, maybe 50 years. Mai Shnas Mai Mai. Shnas Chamishim Kilfnei Chamishim O Kilacher Chamishim. Is the 50th year, what?
Why would such a thing?
Don't ask the wise. So what's it, that's a, Yovel's 49th year, 49 after Shemitah is 49 years, and then the 50th year is the, it's a double Shemitah. The 49th year is Shemitah year, because every 7 years is Shemitah, and then the 50th year is Yovel, which is another year of Shemitah, 2 years in a row. So is that Yovel, is that the 50th year of the prior Yovel, or it's the first year of the next Yovel? Because if I say I can't have wine for this Yovel, is the 50th year going to be included? So the Gemara says, Toshma, Detani, the Braisa teaches us, Pluk, Seder, Behuda, Rabban, and Tamachlokas. What's Tamachlokas? The Pasuk says, V'kidashim eshnas hachamishim eshnas shana. And you sanctify the 50th year, which is the Yovel year. Shnas hachamishim atamona, v'yatamona shnas hachamishim v'yachas. You count the 50th year, but you do not count the 51st year, meaning, Mikan Amru, from here they say, Yovel eina ola lemina and shavua, that the 50th year is not part of the Shemitah cycle. And I'll read a little bit more, and we'll figure things what's going on here. But Yehuda Omer Yovel Ola Leminyan Shavua. No, the Yovel year does count towards the 50th year. So let's look at Rashi as to what's going on here. So Rashi, sorry, rather the Ron. The Ron says this is look at the narrow lines. Look at the six narrow lines up. It says Lo Shnas Chamishim Vachas. Shein Shnas Chamishim Nimnes Leinin Shmita. The 50th year is not counted towards the Shmita. Ad shetehe nimnes b'shnas hachamishim shel yovel she'avar u'lishana acha shel shmita she'achar osu yovel.
What? Is it or is it not? Let me see the Hebrew. Let's see what the article explains.
Okay. The way you read it is as follows. If you go back to the Gemara, if you go back to the Tashma for a moment, it says, Tashma, Ditanya, Pluk, Seder, Behuda, Rabbanan, V'kidashim es shnas hachamishim shana. That's what it says. You sanctify the 50th year, that's Yovel. So the drasha is, shnas hachamishim atamone, you count it as the 50th year of the prior cycle, V'yatamone shnas hachamishim kama, V'achas, and have that 50th year serve also as the first of the next cycle. Okay. I mean, there's a high minute to think that maybe he's going to work for both years. So it's only counted for the 50th year, and it's the next year that's going to be the first of the next cycle.
It doesn't count as the first year of the next Shemitah cycle.
Exactly. That's according to the Chachamim. Then the Kan Amru, Yovel Eino Ola Leminan Shavua. It's not part of the next Shemitah cycle. So here, according to the Chachamim, the 50th year is part of the previous Yovel cycle. And therefore, right, in the Nether case, it would be us the 50th year. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yovel Ola Leminan Shavua, it does count. The 50th year counts not only for the 50th of the past year, but it's also going to serve as the first year of the upcoming Shemitah cycle.
But then the cycle is not 50 years. The cycle is
There's always an overlap. Yeah. Meaning it's going to be 99 years for the next Yovel. It's not 50, 100, 150. Yeah. It's 50, and then it's really going to be 99, then it's going to be 148, and so on. So, I believe so. This is a machlokas that appears a few places in Shas. It's good to know this. It comes up Rosh Hashanah, two places in Erechim.
It takes away all the, the panemias that 50 is always above nature.
No, it's still right that 50 is above it, but it also is going to serve as number one for the next cycle. It's just playing two roles.
Yeah, but then it's already 49. Not the next cycle.
No, because the 50th year count, the Yovel year, the next year is both the 50th of the previous year and also. Okay, so then the Gemara says the response is Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say to Rabbi Yehuda, Harehu Omer, the Pasuk tells us, this is a Pasuk that appears in Parshas Behar. So it says, again, Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, Harehu Omer, Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadcha, that for 6 years, Sadecha, 6 years you should plant your field, So according to his calculation, what's going to happen is the 50th year, the Yovel, is also going to be the first year of the next cycle. And you can't plant during the Yovel. So the first year of the next cycle, you can't plant. The next 5 years, you can, but in the 7th year, Shemitah. So there's only 5 years of the first Shemitah cycle that you could plant.
But the Shemitah of the next cycle consider to begin with the first year of the overlapping Shemitah from the previous time.
The overlapping Yovel from the previous one. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Yeah. So the first year of the next cycle is actually Yovel, which you can't work. So it ends up being 5 years against Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, so that's why the it's a good...
So what's his response? So Amr Lahem, so Rabbi Yehuda says back to the Chachamim, L'divreichem, according to your words, Chachamim, Harehu Omer, the Pasuk says, V'asisa es ha'tua l'shalosh shanim, that the tua, the grains, will be last for 3 years. Harei kan arba, it's four. Why? So let's see. So if you look at the Ran, four medium wide lines down, it says, L'divreichem. According to you, the Chachamim, who hold, you think that this pasuk of Sheshanim has to refer to every single year. Okay, that's the case. Hari Omer, the pasuk says, Vasisa tua l'shol shanim, the grains will last for 3 years. You can't be referring to the Shemitah of the 49th year. Sharei zera shel memches, tzarech shiyaspik memches memtes nunaf, arakatya shel nunaf. So what's going on? There's a bracha, the parsha. I think it's Parsha's Re'eh. It says this: the 3 years, that the grain lasts for 3 years. No, there's also actually same pasuk Bahar. Yeah. So I think there's also a pasuk in Re'eh about this. So what's normally going to happen is that you need in a regular Shemitah cycle, the grains of the 6th year has to last for the 6th year, but it also has to last for the 7th year because no grain, and even for the 8th year because the 8th year, since you were not planting in the 7th year, nothing's going to grow in the 8th year. So you need it for. But according to them, what happens is there's going to be the 49th year and there's going to be the 50th year of Shemitah. Right? Shemitah is 49th and Yovel is 50. So the 48th year, grains, has to last for the 48th year, has to be good for the 49th year, has to be good for the 50th year, and also has to be good for the 51st year because you weren't planning in the 50th year.
Yeah.
So you have to agree there has to be 4 years of grain lasting. So, but according to you, so you say all the psukim in Parshas Bahar have to be talking about every single year. But it can't be true because sometimes you need 4 years of grain. So just like the pasuk that says 3 years of grain you need to last, it's not always true. So to the pasuk that says 6 years of planting, it's not always true either. There are going to be exceptions, namely the Yovel year, that you only have 5 years to plant according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's, his rejection of the Chacham's Kasha. So the Gemara says, Ela iklokme bishar shnei shavua. So therefore, according to you, Chachamim, the fact that the grains last for 3 years can't be referring to every year because sometimes you need 4 years. So it's referring to the regular years. So to Dili Nami, according to me, Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk of Sheshanim is referring to Ikel Okmei Bishar Shnei Shavua. It's referring to every other year other than the Shemitah Yovel years.
That's a good point.
Yep. Okay. Beautiful.
So the machlokas remains.
Yeah, machlokas remains.
Does it say anywhere how we hold now?
Again, the klal is Tanakama. The Ran doesn't point this out. How are you passing? But I believe it's the Tanakama. Okay. The Gemara says now in the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph Ad HaPesach Aser. So this was going back in that Mishnah that had a person had made a statement about a ned there. So
it's very interesting that it's a machlokas on something that was happening. They already lost the count of Yovel by the time that they did that?
That's a good question. I guess you have to say so. I don't know.
Otherwise, it's a proof. You just look for, years. And
I guess you have to say that. Okay. So the Mishnah told us on yesterday's daf, the beginning of the parak, that a person makes a neder ad ha-Pesach, it's also until Pesach comes. If you say ad shiheh, until Pesach is over, if you said ad p'nei, then there's machlokas what ad p'nei meant. The Gemara says, Lememer, is this to say, and just to say the Shitas, you say ad p'nei, Rabbi Meir says you have to wait until Pesach comes. Once Pesach comes, there's no longer nether. Rabbi Yossi was machmir, then you have to wait until Pesach is over.
P'nei is the Shinu Gilsa, no?
P'nei was what?
Shinu Gilsa.
Yeah, exactly. It said lifnei, we change it to p'nei, and there is the ambiguity of what p'nei meant. Rabbi Meir was makil that once Pesach arrives, the nether is is done with, and Rabbi Yossi felt that we have to wait until Pesach is over. So the Gemara says, "Lameimer, is this to suggest the Rabbi Meir savar lo mal inish nafshe l'sfeika, that a person will say something, to rather that a person will not bring himself into a makom of doubt, and therefore there's no way that the guy said, you know, if it was a case of suffik, so we should be machmir and wait till Pesach is over. The fact that Rabbi Meir says once Pesach arrives, the net is over, must be that he was certain when he said ad pnei, he meant before Pesach, because Rabbi Meir felt that according to the Gemara's understanding, a person would never say something to put himself in a situation of a doubt. So let's see the Ron to explain what that means.
It's a funny line after all we learned tonight, right? because the whole Masechet tonight was about the same stuff that they're putting in.
Right, but I guess the point is, since the Rabbi Meir was willing to make a decision here, and a make a decision tells us,
right.
So the Ron says he explained on the Mishnah what this meant, that I don't see this on the Mishnah. Oh, no, I was looking at the,
But he's saying that when the moment that he made the neder, he had very clear what he said. That's what the Ran says. Right?
Right, that's what
Rashi says.
And therefore, when a person made the statement, it's you could the Rebbe Meir has no problem being makil here, saying it refers to when Pesach arrives, the neder is over. So it must be that Rebbe Meir is assuming a person would not put himself into a situation of suffik. And according to Rabbi Yossi savar mile in nafshe l'sfeika, a person would say something that would put himself into a position of suffik. And since it's a suffik, according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to be machmir and say, wait until Pesach is over. Gemara says, but is that really true that these shittas line up that way? We're minhu. The Brisa tells us, Mishi yeshlo shtei kite banos, a person has two sets of daughters. Mishtei nashim, two different wives. Vamar kidashi, the Gemara appears in a number of places, also in Shas. Vamar kidashi is biti agdola. He says, I married off my oldest daughter. So which oldest daughter? From which group? From this wife, that wife? Ben yodei im gedola shebegdola. So the oldest among all the oldest, all the older girls, im gedola shebegdola. Maybe he's referring to the younger wife and the older daughter of the younger group of daughters. Vim ketan shebegdola. Or maybe he's referring to the youngest of the older group. He married off one of the older groups, but the youngest of the older group. Shehei gedola min agdola shebegdola. She's older than the oldest of the younger group of daughters. Kul and Asuros, Divrei Rabbi Meir. All of them are Asur, according to Behud. Every single daughter is Asur, Chutz min Akatana Shibuktanas, except for the one who's the youngest, because she's not Gedola with respect to anybody else, but every other daughter is older than someone else, except for the youngest.
So why are they not allowed to marry?
Because, alright, the question is, this is a Suffolk, we don't know which one. So it's Suffolk, she's an Ashes Ish. So this, any daughter cannot get married to somebody else, because she might be already married to someone.
These were all Katanas.
I guess it has to be all Katanos that he has the right to marry her off, right?
Otherwise,
what do you mean? But the daughter that got married, no, she got married.
You don't know who she got married.
The mother can be Mekadesh the daughter of Katana without her knowing.
Yeah, the father comes home. Mazel tov.
Right.
Which one?
One of you was got married to me. they're all happy.
So either way, we see from Rabbi Meir, that person would put himself into the position of suffik. The father comes home and doesn't know which daughter he married off, and we all machmir, except for the youngest. But Yossi argues and says, Omer, kula mutar, so all of them are actually mutar, chutz min agdolos shebegdolos. No, when he says, I married the oldest, he means mamish the oldest. So only the oldest is aser until they find out who the husband is, but everyone else is mutar to get married. So Yossi is not willing to put, a man is not willing to put himself into a position of suffik. This is the opposite of what we said here in the Gemara Nidarm. So Amr Bichanina bar Avdimi Amr Rav Mukhlefes Hashita. You have to switch around the order. Who said which one? I'm not sure which one we're going to switch around, but let's just see. Bahatani, this Tanya I assume is referring to as a Nichusa, as a support Tanya. The Ron probably says that. Iran in the previous daft is Nichusa as a support. Usually, again, as I keep mentioning, Hatani is usually a question. In the Dharma, it's almost always a support. So Bahatani, as the Brisa tells us, that Zeaklal, the rule is as follows. Kol Shizmana Kavua. Anything that has a set time, Amr Ad Lefnei, you say Ad Lefnei, or maybe Ad Pnei. Rabbi Meir, Omer Ad Sheyetzi. Rabbi Meir says, until it's over, changing the gears of permission, until it's over, because the person is suffic what he means, and you're going to therefore be machmer, because now we're understanding that Rabbi Meir Shita is a person would put himself in a position of suffic, so therefore we're changing the gears of our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Ad Shegiyah, no, once Pesach arrives, the neder is no longer. So we switch around the girsa by Nedarim to say Rabbi Meir is Lam Achmir and Rabbi Yossi is Lekula. Okay.
So Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that that he would be able to, that it stops before Pesach.
Right.
So the only reason the Gemara asked about Rabbi Meir is because of this Maisa Ketan, not because the Svara is not correct.
Correct. Exactly. So if you look back, turn back a page, Amud Aleph, and the Ran on the bottom. The Ran points out something very interesting. If you look at the Ran, three lines up from the bottom, it says, Le'inyan Halacha. How do we paskin with regard to the Halacha? This is a machlokus about if a person's going to be mal inish nafshe the sveika or not. So the Ran says, Le'inyan Halacha, came into mefarkina and mafchina lo, since we are mehapich, we switch who says what? B'kaimland, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Halachak, Rabbi Yossi, we always pass on Rabbi Yossi. Because, you know, remember the klal? You know the klal the Mishnah says, the Gemara says? I think it's the Gemara in Erevin. Nimuko imo. The Nimuka, the depth, is always the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is always right. That's where the Nimuka Yossi guy's name from, the Gemara. So we always pass like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Meir. So, halacha Rabbi Yossi, naktina and ba'omer ad pnei. When a person says ad pnei Pesach, she'eno aser el ad shegiyah. It's only aser until Pesach arrives, because that's how we are holding Rabbi Yossi's opinion. But the Ram points out, interestingly, Vafagav the Peperk Homer Bekadushin Ramina Nami Hani Masinada. They have the same kasha they asked here. Umaskina Hasam. There the Gemara concludes differently. Liolam Lo Tevech. Don't switch around who says what. Dibmasnisin Lab Bimal Inish Nafshi the Sveika Pligi. The Mishnah here about Pnei Pesach is not the same Achokas. It's not about whether the person's willing to put himself into a position of Suffolk. Ella, Belishna Baalma Pligi. They're arguing about what Pnei means. This pnei mean the beginning? This pnei mean the end? The Remeir Sefer Ad Pnei Pesach means Ad Sheyagia, Ad Kame Pischa Masher, until you get to the beginning, until you arrive to the face, the beginning of Pesach. Rabbi Yossi Sefer Ad Dimis Pane Pischa Masher, until it turns over, until Pesach is over. That's the Machlokas. But it's not a very different answer than our Gemara is given. Well, from Hahi Sugya, according to that Sugya in Kedushin, Masnisin Kedekaima Kaima. Our Mishnah is going to be maintained. Rabbi Yossi Savar Ad Shiyetze. Rabbi Yossi is still going to hold, like our Mishnah tells us, until Pesach is over. And therefore we should be Machmir, like Rabbi Yossi. Hafil Hachi says, the Ran, still nonetheless, Kevin the Hanach Sugya is Samri's Besugya Dinadarm. Since it's a Kasha on Tinadarm, Mashmir the Iklam Mismech Alayu Tfei Meahi Sugya Dahasam, the La Beduchta Itmar. Since our Sugya Masech Nadarm is the place of Nadarm, and Kedushin is not a place in the Dharm, which one are we going to choose? We're more likely to choose the sugya that's found in the proper location, namely Maseches Nedarim. So therefore we're opting this psak over the psak that appears in Maseches Kedushin. Apparently he goes on to say that the Rambam paskins like the sugya and Kedushin very differently. Okay. Fine. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, we have the new Mishnah now, Samach Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah tells us. Person says and makes an nether ad ha katsir. Ad ha until the harvesting season. Ad ha batsir. Katsir is usually by tavua. Batsir is usually by grapes. Ad ha masik is gathering olives, I believe. Eino asir el ad shegia. So all these, it's only once the season begins. The Zaklal, the rule is as follows: Kol shezmana kavua v'amar ad. It means ad shegia aser. One second. Again, Zaklal kol shezmana kavua v'amar ad shegia aser. Ad shegia. For instance, until it arrives, it's aser until it arrives. Amar, if he says ad shehei, it's aser ad sheyet until it leaves, like we said before. The v'chol she'ein zman kavua, whenever there is no set zman, bein amar ad shehei. Everyone's going to agree, regardless of your language, it means when it arrives. That's the klal. If a person says ad she adakayitz until the spring, until the summer rather, adakayitz ad she hea kayitz until it should be kayitz, ad she eschilu ha'am lachis belichluchs until the nation starts to bring in the fruit from the outside, ad she avor kayitz. Wait, am I misreading this? Let's see. He's just different. Oh, so let's read that again. I'm sorry. Every person says Ad Hakayitz, or he says Ad Shehi Hakayitz. It means Ad Shehi Yaschila Amlach Nisa Bechalkulos, until they start bringing in the baskets from outside, until it arrives. If he says Ad Shehi Avor Hakayitz, that means Ad Shehi Yakbilu Hamaktuos, until they do what? What's this? Until they fold them away or hide them, it seems, hiding the Maktuos, the knives.
Summer's over.
Let's read the Ran here. The Ran says in the Masnisim, Anakayetz ad shehekayetz ad sheeschilu ha'am lachnis b'lach luchos kayetz z'man l'kitas peros tenim. The summer is the time when they start gathering the figs. The Karele Kayetz, the Fisha Kotasin also, but yeah, interesting. That's why it's called Kayetz, because that's when they start cutting them down, the figs. The Katani, the Chayim, the Amar Ad Hakayetz. That's what the Ran says, yeah. The Katani, the Chayim, the Amar Ad Hakayetz, or Ad Shiha Yehei. It means Ad Shiyas Chiloam, Lach Nisbe, Lach Luchos, Velo Yoser, sorry, Bekalkulos, Velo Yoser. That's when they begin bringing in the figs. Since there's no set time, it's going to adjust depending on the season, how hot or how cold it is. So since it's not set, whatever language you use, it always means when it begins that next season. And then the Ran says, the knives, it was designated, it was exclusively used for cutting figs. When you make fig cakes, the names of these knives, these saws, were called maktuos. The pasuk refers to it. The sakine miktos tichsev yasu bimiktos. That's what it's called in the pasuk even. V'afayigulim atzman nikrein kein al shmam. So again, if you use the lashon of ad sheyavor, it means until you, what's yikfalu mean?
Does the word kites show in the chumash or not?
I don't think so.
It's in Tehillim.
What?
In Tehillim.
It does.
Of course.
Where?
Kites v'chover, that's all done. Benafshi. A few times.
What do they say yakpila means?
Fold.
Fold, that means fold. Okay, I don't know what it means to fold a knife.
Because they probably had those blades that people shouldn't get hurt.
Okay.
Like a chemesh.
Chemesh, oh, like a sickle? Okay. The Gemara now says on the bottom, after the Mishnah, Tana Kilkala Shamru, the Kilkala that we're referring to, Kilkala Shel Te'enim, Vlo Kilkala Shel Anavim, referring to when they would gather in the figs, not when they'd be gathering in the grapes. Okay. Yeah, I guess they came at different seasons. The Ran says, Kilkala Shel Te'enim on the bottom right here, Shilafishen Iksels Biyad Likitas and Kuria Kayats, since their people pick the figs off with their hand, it's called Kayats. The Ran explains, Mishum de lo miktatsam biyada, they don't use a hand, they sack and they use a knife to cut off the grapes. But he chaticha mikra, it's called chaticha, not ketitza. Ketitza is referring to your hand, chaticha is referring to a knife. So what we refer to here is kayetz, that lashon implies the cutting of figs, not the cutting of grapes. Tani, the Brisa tells us, hanoder hamiperos hakayetz, person makes a nether from having any fruit from the summer, from the kayetz season, ain't asa el batanim, your first atanim. Tanim are, the figs are the unique fruit that are harvested during the summer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Anavim b'chal teinim. No, grapes are also included. Grapes are also implied within figs. My time at the Tanakhama. Why the Tanakhama say only figs but not grapes? Kasavar teinim miktsatsam biyada, Anavim lo miktsatsam biyada. Because as we said before, kaitz is lashon of ketitza. Ketitza is done with the hand. But grapes are not cut off with the hand, they're cut off with a knife. So therefore, grapes are not included in this nether. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, Anavim Nami, Ki Mirdadan, Mixes Biadan. When you take them down, when you take the whole cluster, then you start picking them up with the hand. You're right, you don't take them from the vines with your hand, you need a knife, but once a cluster is in your hand, you pick them off individually from that cluster with your hands, and therefore that's also included in the nether of Peros HaKayetz, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel.
Kites, he's not referring to the summer, he's referring to the fruits that are cut.
I thought it refers to the season. Cut the fruit. Am I wrong about that?
What does it say?
Does it say summer for kites?
No, it doesn't use summer. It talks about picking the fruit.
It doesn't say summer.
No, it says picking.
So the question is, once it's not summer, there's many other fruits that you probably cut with a knife.
So
That's not during the summer. No? Let's say oranges. How do they cut the oranges? You just pull them.
I guess. Yeah,
otherwise, they ruin the tree.
Everything is machinery today. I saw crazy machines that, you know, all kind of fruits. Mama's no human being.
Did you see Amazon, the warehouse, how they pick the stuff? That's even
the
crazy.
Same thing, same type for the field. Crazy.
Awesome.
Yeah, I haven't seen any stuff.
Oh.
It's crazy. Amazon is like, it's a whole place coming of robots coming, going, picking, taking.
Really?
Everything. No person. They all have their lines, they go, they
pick. Robots?
Yeah. It's unbelievable, the warehouse of Amazon. It's unbelievable. Each has a space, and the robot has, you know, program.
Oh, right, exactly. I heard that.
The space where the robot goes, picks everything, and comes, and it walks around, like the warehouse brings it to a place, and it's all robots walking all around. It's unbelievable. It's crazy.
I used to see video. They have videos, I assume, of this?
They have videos, yeah.
And now they're starting using the those little small airplane things.
Yeah, the drones.
The drones to start.
Google has cars without drivers already.
Right, I've seen that.
On the road.
Right, but I'm saying they're not on the road.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
There's only been a couple of accidents. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like really I think there was once two.
And not because of them.
Not because of them. No. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Technology now.
Eventually, they start delivering packages with these drones.
I don't see that ever happening.
No?
It's also, they make a lot of noise. I think it's going to be very annoying.
Yeah, they'll work on that.
Yeah.
Work on the noise. Eventually, it'll be like the Jetsons.
What?
You were in the Jetsons. You guys also, my age, growing up, there was this cartoon, Jetsons. It was about everything in the future. Flying cars and stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the Gemara says now on the bottom of Samach Aleph and Beis, Ad Shiyavu Kaitz, Ad Shiyichvul HaMekzos. The person says until Kaitz is over, which now we're being told Kaitz doesn't mean summer, until the cutting of the Tanum, until that season's over, until Yichvul HaMekzos, until they fold over the switchblade, as we said, until they tuck away the knife, they no longer need it anymore. They've cut down all the figs. Although, anyway, it's not referring to cutting down the figs, it's referring to cutting the fig cakes. So it's a longer season, not simply cutting down the figs. When all the fig cakes are finished being eaten. So the Gemara says, the very last line, Tana ad shichpul rov hamaktos, until most of them are complete, not all of them, until rov, once you have rubo kikulo. Gemara now says, going on to Samach Beis Amud Bey, I'm an Aleph, Tana, hukpulu rov hamaktos, mutaris mishum gezel upturis mina masros. So the moment that most of the people put away their blades and store them away, there's pretty much there's not many figs left out there in the field, then it's mutar midin gezel. Basically, the Baal Bustos doesn't really care so much about it anymore, and one's allowed to go into the field because the Baal Bustos is miyayish on it. And also, no din of meiser anymore, because it's considered a hefker. There's no din of meiser in hefker. So if you look in the Ran to explain, Ran says, very top line, Mutaris Mishum Gezel, Shemis Yashim in the Mashin Eshar Besada, Ach Shekaflu Vichnitsu Rova Mekzos. After the farmer had brought in all his knives, or most of his knives, he doesn't really care about what's ever left over there, and the person can go into the field and take it. It's not Gezel, it's Hefker. And the further says the Ran, Ptur Min HaMeiser, Dichsiv Uvah HaLevi Ki Ein Lo Chelik V'Nach Imach. When the Levi comes in, the Levi has no portion. When he comes in, Yatze Hefker Sheesh Lo Chelik V'Nach Imach. As opposed to exclude Hefker, where so the only time the Zechiah Meiser is when the Levi has no Nachla. But one time it's Hefker, where the Levi does have a Nachla, he does have rights to your fruit, then there is no Mitzvah of Meiser anymore. So now that he's Miyayish on it, it's a din of Hefker, and there's no Chiyah Meiser on the remaining figs. Gemara continues now, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda, Ikloi Lahu Asra. These two Rabbanim were once visiting a place. Bezman shu kvalu rov hamaktos, the moment where they were starting to fold up, or already had folded up and put away most of their knives. Rabbi hava ka'achil, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda lo'achil. Rabbi ate, he said, now it's the Baal Bais is miyayish on it, so it's hefker, we have the right to eat it. And Rabbi Yossi was machmir not to eat it. Asa marhon, so who's marhon? Marhon's the owner, the farmer, I think, right? Or the Baal Atenim. Amar lehu, he says to them, am I lo'achil, Rabbanim? Why are you not eating? Hukfulu rov hamaktos. You ready put away most of the knives. Vafa pikein lo achal still. Lo achal b'yosu b'yehuda. He refused to eat. Why? Because mishum snius milzahu the kamri hadin gavri. Because snius, so says the. Says the Ran here, Mishum Snias Milsa Hu Dekamer Hadin Gavri, Mipnei Roa Lev Lomar Kvar Hitartim Osam Las Mechem. Because he had a stingy eye, he said this already, he permitted this to them. I mean, he didn't really trust in that he's Miyash on it.
Meaning, once he saw that they already ate, he didn't really mean it. He saw rabbeim that were. He didn't really want it, but the one who showed that he's not.
Something like that. It might also sound like, you know, you were born of the ones who made this heter, so you did it for your, if possible, you made a heter for yourself.
Right.
That might be what he's trying to get at. I'm not sure exactly. But so therefore, Biyosi didn't really trust that he's Miyashin. So it's not a klal, not every case could we assume that they're Miyash on it. So it sounds like it's going against what we said before. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Chamer bar Rabbi Chanina Ikle Lahug Asra. He once got to a certain place, a farm, Bizman Shehukfula Rova Muktos, and also where they put away most of the blades. Havakachel, he was eating. Yav Lashmaya, he gave some to his aide, his shamish, the shamish refused to eat. Amrele, Achel. So he says, why don't you eat? You should eat something. So he says back, Kach Amrele, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Aviv, Hukfula Rova Muktos, Mutars, Mishum Gezel. You should be eating because I have a Masorah that you're allowed to eat once I put away most of the blades. Okay. So I'm not sure in the end if the Shamish listened to him. Rabbi Tarfon Ashachayahu Gavra Bizman Shukful Amktos Dekachil. That he once, Rabbi Tarfon once saw a person who was eating in the field after the time that most of the blades were put away. Achse besaka, he put some in his bag, v'shaklei v'amtei l'mishte l'minara, and he took them with the intention. What?
He put Rabbi Tarfon in the sack.
Okay, interesting. He put Rabbi Tarfon in the sack. Okay. Why would Rabbi Tarfon do wrong?
He was eating the guy's
fig. Uh-huh. Oh, it sounds like, see, Rashi says that Rabbi Tarfon was protecting the figs, it looks like. Tarfon says, don't touch the figs. So he took Raitar from, put him in the bag, and wanted to throw him a shakli v'amti l'mishtei l'manara. Wanted to throw him into the river. Samuelo, so Raitar from says to him, "Oy lo l'tar from shezeh horgo. Woe to me that this person's killing me." Shema hu gavra, shavke v'arak. So the person who took him,
he left it down and he ran away.
So I guess he didn't realize that he took Raitar from in the bag.
He didn't realize it was a rav. He didn't realize it was Rabbi Tarfon who he was doing. He thought he was a regular guard or something.
Okay, interesting. This reminds me of a story. A friend of mine learned in Philly Yeshiva. Said they used to play this little trick that when someone go to the water fountain, they like chop you in the back or something, and you like end up getting the water in your face in the water fountain. So once someone did this to somebody. And then it was one of the first yeshiva. And he said, "I'll give you 10 seconds to run." okay. So I'm a Rabbi Yabo. Rabbi Yabo says, "Mishum Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Kol yomav shel also tzaddik, the entire life of one of the tzaddikim hayam etzdar al davar zeh. He was troubled by this. By what? The
Tarfon was troubled.
That. Okay, alright. So he was troubled that it was his own kavod of the Torah that was used to save his life. Woe to me that I used the Kisa Shatorah for anything, that I got any reward, any schar, any benefit from the Kisa Shatorah. So he was very upset about this. And that's, I guess, all for the Maisa. So Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Meshamish B'Kisa Shel Torah, Nek Amin Olam. Anyone who uses the Torah for any amount of kavod or anything else, it's going to be uprooted from the world. Kavachomer, from a kavachomer. How do we know? Ma Belshatzar, Shinishamish B'Kli Kodesh, Shinasu Kli Chol, Belshazzar had used the Kli Kodesh from the base of Mikdash and turned them into Kli Chol. Shinemar Uva'u Bapritzim V'chiluhu. He desecrated the Kalim. Kevin Shapirtzim, but the moment he had breached the base of Mikdash, the Kalim became Kli Chol. And Nekam Olam, yet, even though he really didn't misuse anything, because the moment he used them, it was already Kli Chol, so yet he was Nekam Olam Dichsev Ba Bililei Katil Belshazzar. So he was killed. So now Hamishamish beKisur Shatora Shuchay v'Kayim liOlam, that the Kisur Shatora is forever, eternally kedusha. How much more so a person who uses that and abuses it? Alachas kama v'kama, should such a person be nekam nolam? So here we tar from Kevin the Chiachil the Hukful of Rov Hamiktos, Hava. Ma'itzare ha'u gavro. So back to the story. Now Rabbi Tarfon, since most of the blades were put away, why was he giving this individual a hard time who was picking from the figs? It was Hefker at that point, we learned. Gemara says, Mishum dahu ahava ganve le anve kulashasa. It wasn't just this time. The guy was stealing grapes all year long. That's why he's giving him a hard time. V'chem da'ashkech and Rabbi Tarfon, sever hainu the ganvan. Someone was stealing from the fields all the time. He gets to the backyard and sees this guy taking the fruits. Now, even though at this point it's mutatu, he thought this must be the same guy who was stealing all year long. So, Ihachi, Amait Sir Nafshe.
Whoa, one second. It looks like a whole different story.
He wasn't referring to what we said before?
No, but it seems that it was Rabbi Tarfon who was eating, and the other guy was the owner of the field. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think it changed, right? So we learned it the other way around.
Really? What I was saying was incorrect?
It's a different story. The first story was like you said, but here it seems that it's all around. Rabbi Tarfon Ashkeche Ha'u Gavra Bizman Shaya Ochel Mi'atenim
Shebesadehu. No, the owner found Rabbi Tarfon. That was the first story.
And this is the second story.
Yeah, the same guy.
Right, Tarfon was eating from the fruit, and the owner put him in the bag?
Yeah.
That's the second.
That must be the first story also, then.
No, the first story, no.
Can't be two stories.
Not according to our scripture. Tarfon Ashkeche Ha'u Gavra Matzahu Adam Echad Bizman Shaya Ochel Me'atenim Besadehu. So that Rabbi Tarfon was... Ha'inu Bala Sadeh Ra'ah. Oh, so we learned it right. Okay.
So I think the first case was Rabbi Tarfon was the one eating in the field?
Yeah, here also, yeah.
Okay, so he said, what are you doing? You're stealing my fruit. Put him in the bag, was going to throw him. It says, me Tarfon, he let him go. So why was he eating from it? Why was he with Sire Rabbi Tarfon? What did he do? He had every right to eat from the fig. Right. So he thought, this was the guy who was stealing all year long. So, Ihachi, that's the case. So if that's the case, that the Baal Hasada had a good reason to take him away, he assumed he was the Ganav. Amai Tir Nafshe, why is Rabbi Tarfon upset for using Kisur Shatora? This is the only way he could have saved himself. It was a Talas Nafashos. Where it says, Mishum de Rabbi Tarfon Asher Gadol Hava V'Havei Lei L'Fais V'Damim. He's very wealthy, Rabbi Tarfon. He could have appeased him with some money. What's interesting here is also that you see even people who are wealthy, especially people who are wealthy, are very cheap. I mean, why would Rabbi Tarfon have to go to the guy's backyard to take the hefker fruit? If he had enough money to go to the shuk, he could have taken it from the shuk and buy from the shuk. What was he going taking everything free? So even people who are wealthy like free things.
Or he was going for a walk.
And saw some figs and... Yeah. It could be. I still think it's true that people who are wealthy like to get free things also.
That's
Persian. What?
It was Persian.
Persian, okay. Okay, the Gemara says, Tanya, the Brisa says, La'avas Hashem Elokecha, to love Hashem, l'shmo b'kol l'dav kabo, to listen to Him, to cling to Hashem, the Pasuk says.
It's in Bavel.
What?
It's in Bavel.
What's in Bavel? Rabbi Tarfon? Yeah. This story? The Aramaic would indicate it is, the fact that it's the story, but...
So Bavel is next, Bavel is Iraq, no?
That area.
Yeah, Bavel is Iraq. Story of
But it's possible it took place in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know. Right. Must have been Eretz Yisrael then. Yeah, they are Chavrusas, right. Right. It is interesting that this story is in Aramaic, though. Usually Aramaic indicates more Bavel than Eretz Yisrael, but probably right. that it was an Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the Gemara says again, Tanya, the Brice is Lava, Hashem Elokecha, Lishma Bakol, Ludav Kabo. You should love Hashem, you should listen to his voice, and you should cling to Hashem. Shlo Yomar Adam, a person shouldn't say, Ekra, Shekini Chacham. Let me learn Tanakh, so I'll be called a Chacham. Eshne, let me learn Mishnah, Shekini Rebbe. Eshne, Shaya Zakin, Veshabi Yeshiva. I will learn, this will be Zakin sitting in Yeshiva. Don't do any of these things to get Kafa. Ella? Lamad me'ava, learn because you love Hashem. Besofa kavod lavo, and eventually the kavod will come. But don't look for the kavod. Shenemar, kishram al tzbe'echa, kishram al luach libecha. And you should tie them on your fingers, I think it's referring to the tefillin, and write them on your lei, which is referring to also the tefillin. So how do we see from all this that this refers to... as is a proof? Just do the mitzvah because you're doing the mitzvah, not for anything else. L'shem Hashem. L'shem, exactly. Omer in the Pasuk says, Darche, Darche Noam. And the path is a beautiful path. V'omer Eitz Chaim Hil Machzikim Ba, V'somchem Muhushar. So, in the end, through doing the proper thing, kavod and honor will come, but don't do it for that purpose. That's a automatic result. Do it L'shem. Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Tzadok Omer Asay Devar Mit L'Shem Palam. Do things, do mitzvos for the purpose of the Palam, for the L'Shem Kadosh Baruch Hu, who the Creator, the ultimate Poel. V'davar Dibar Helam L'Shma, and speak of them L'Shma. Every Dibar of Dibar Torah should be L'Shem Shemaim, and not to get Gaiva, to get Kavod. Mar says, "Al tasum atar lizgadel behem." Don't make a crown to adorn yourself, to elevate yourself within them. Al tasum kordom lios oder bo, and don't make what's a kordom, an axe.
Kli chafida.
Kli what?
I guess like a pail, like something.
Spade, okay, find some type of spade, a shovel, or something.
A shovel, right?
Don't make a shovel spade, to.
S P A D E.
I think it's a type of shovel, right? A small little, like a flat one that you chop.
Flat, one has a flat bottom and one has a...
Okay, so, and don't make a spade in order to dig from. Meaning, don't learn in order to make parnasa from this. You're using it. You're abusing the Torah. There's a learn from a kal v'chomer. Ma bel shatzar lo shalom nishamish elak b'chli kodesh shenasa klichol nekam in olam. He ended up using klichol. By the time it got to him, it was ready klichol. But yet, he still got nekam in olam. Hamishdamish bekisa shatara al achas kama v'kama. A person who's using the kisa shatara, how much more so should a person be nekam in olam for that? So Amar Rava, Rava says, shari le leinish lo di nafshi ba'asra liyadilei. So a person, let it be known, a person could tell people who I am, who you are, that you're tamach chacham, in a place that they don't recognize it, which is pretty interesting. So... the Gemara explains, "Yechsiv v'avadecha yireis Hashem minu'urav." That since it's let's see the Ran here. Is there a Ran? The Ran says, "Shenemar v'avadecha yireis Hashem." Five lines from the bottom. The Efsher del Yahu lohava yadalev. Perhaps El Yahu Navi won't recognize you. I'm not sure what the point is here.
Number 27. He has a right. It's not even the zechus. בנוסף מותר למתחכם לגלות עצמו כאשר זו הדרך היחידה להינצל מנזק. יש מפרשים שההיתר לגלות עצמו הוא כדי שלא יזלזלו בכבוד התורה ויאנשו.
Okay, what comes out here, the Rush says, rather the Gilyoni HaShas, it says in the bottom here, the Gilyoni HaShas of Yosef Engel says, that it's not only mutter to tell them, it's actually an obligation. You walk someplace and you say, I'm a Talmud Chacham, that's an obligation, because if people treat you or mistreat you, they will get punished for this.
Right. Here it says the Rashba also says,
תמיד מדוע איפה לא אמר רבה שחייב לגדל את עצמו כדי שלא יזלזל לחובה תורה.
So that's the case. The Gemara says if a person has a not only a heter but an obligation, according to some mafarshim, to say who you are, elakasha de b'tarfon. So he should have, Rabbi Tarfon had every right to say, he didn't recognize him, I'm Rabbi Tarfon, the well known Rabbi Tarfon. Where he says, no, the Asher Godahaya Bahavalay the Pais Badamim. He could have went, in, that's only if there's no other way around it. But if you could somehow appease a person and have proper cover for yourself, then try to go a different route than saying that you're a big Rav. Rava Rami Rava asks the following stirim psukim. One pasuk says, "Vava decha yiras Hashemim menu Rav," and your servant. So the context here, by the way, is I don't know everything, but it's saying in the bottom here that Eliyahu Navi was sending off to he wanted to use Ovadia as a who's a Navi to send something over to the king. And they didn't realize who Ovadia was. So Ovadia says, "I'm a Yir Hashem. I'm not Stam. Don't make me your shliach." So there, he says, Eliyahu Navi, Avadecha Yirei Hashem Menu Rav. I've been a Yirei Shemayim from the beginning, from when I was young. Another pasuk says, Yalucha Zarv Lo Picha. So this pasuk is referring to a person who cannot be Meshabeach himself.
Right, that's in Mishlei.
So Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha here. Habasa Diyadilei, Habasa Diyadilei. Depends whether they know him or they don't know you. Meaning, which way is which. If they know you, so then you're not allowed to praise yourself. They already know who you are. Don't add praise to yourself. In a place where they don't know you, then you can be mishabach yourself in order for them to know that you're a Yirei Shemayim, and they shouldn't treat you or mistreat you in such a way and cause them onesh.
Just a clarification on the Avadah story. It says that so Yahweh said, bring the king to me because I want to give him a message from Hashem.
Okay.
And Avadah was concerned that Eliyahu was going to move somewhere. And then when he brought the king, and Eliyahu wasn't there, so then the king was going to kill him. So he was saying to Eliyahu, I'm a straight guy. Don't make sure that you're here when I come back with the king.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, there's going to be a problem for you.
Okay. But in that context, he says, I'm a Yirei Shemayim, so he spoke about his own qualities.
To make sure that but it was really to save himself.
Okay. The Gemara now sends at the bottom here. I'm a Rava. Rava says, "Shari le l'tzurim rabbanim, the meimer tzurim rabbanim." A one Talmud Chacham could say to another Talmud Chacham, "Just no, I'm also Talmud Chacham." That's permitted to be said. Shari li tigra bireisha.
I'm sure the Gemara, there is tira somewhere else
about this.
Yeah, about the for sure. Where's the Anva? You know.
Yeah, we had a problem with that.
Yeah.
Sounds like Guy with the King. Yeah.
The story where the Dayan saw some Adam Gadol was in the crowd and he said, "I'm taking your case first."
Yes.
Right.
He did.
To show that was an example of favoritism that a Dayan.
That's favoritism, right?
Right.
Right. Right. Here we're trying. Can the person himself say who he is? So there's certainly the baseline is a person shouldn't say who he is and what he knows. There are only certain exceptions that we permit it to save his life or to prevent any onesh or nezek. So here, again, Rava permits one Talmud Chacham to tell another Talmud Chacham that I too am a Talmud Chacham. And therefore, Shirulei Tigra Bereisha. So therefore, Paskin didn't for me first. This is going back to what you said. I need to go learn. Don't make me wait here in line with everyone else here in the traffic court. I need to go back and learn. Take my case first. Dechsev uvnei David kadim hayu, and the children of David were kadim. So it's strange. What do you mean they were kadim? Uvnei David were from Shevet Yehuda, not kadim. So what they explain is ma kohen notel barosh af tam nachachem notel barosh. Just like a kohen has a right, he says a bracha first. He could pick which meat he wants first. So too, a tam nachachem also has the ability. You let him take first. You let him make a bracha first. All those things. Wait a second. A kohen minalo lan. How do I know a kohen has the first dibs to everything? But it says dechsev v'kidashto kis lechem elkecha hu makriv. I sanctified him. I sanctified the Kohen, because the Lechem Elokecha Hu Makriv. He's Makriv first. He has first rights. V'tanah debei Rabbi Shmuel v'kidasha l'chol davar shel kedusha. That the Kohen is kadosh with respect to all areas of kedusha. Meaning, liftoach rishon. He has the right to get the first aliyah. the Kriyas HaTorah. Levarach Rishon, he says the bracha first. He's the one to lead benching. Litol Mana Yafa Rishon, he takes whichever piece he wants first. You have a pie pizza, he gets to pick first with a bigger slice if he wants. All those things, he always goes first. And just like a Kohen has first dibs, so too the Pasuk tells us by David, his children were also like Kohanim. Tamri Dichacham also had the rights to pick first, to say the bracha first. Yet another story about Rava, another statement by Rava. Rava says about Turba Mirabanan, Amar Rava Shari Le Turba Mirabanan, the Meimar Lo Yehivne Acharga, that a Talmud Chacham could say, I don't have to pay taxes. I'm exempt from taxes. Clergy exemptions, right?
Saint.
Yeah, what?
Say to the government.
I do. I have. Yeah. Yeah, we have. Clergy get two exemptions. We get exemptions of parsonage for income tax.
No income tax.
No, there is income tax. You pay for self-employment taxes only, which is less than regular taxes. But you still pay taxes. Some people think you pay no taxes. It's not true. Some people actually do that. It's wrong. You pay self-employment taxes for, and then in Nassau County, in certain places, you get clergy exemptions on real estate. You don't pay school taxes on the real estate.
Those are much bigger than the other one.
What?
If you own a house, that's much more than the other one.
Well, depending on how your taxes are.
Yes.
In the old district, it wasn't that much of savings. In the new district I bought, it's a big savings.
Very nice.
Okay.
So if we'll do smicha with this program, we can apply too?
No, you have to. You have to also be working as your main job in the rabbinate, or teaching as a rabbi.
We'll fix that.
I'm sure.
You should be assistant of the assistant rabbi.
Because the county wants clergy, to move in and serve.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I hope it doesn't. There was rumors of them. You know.
Well, came they always try to cut.
Right.
So
hopefully, if they ever do that, I hope they have grandfathered rules. Okay.
27?
Yeah.
Let's keep going. I thought you tried to get the Mishnah.
Right?
Oh, we have
you see when I bought.
Let's see. Okay, so again, a Turban could say, I am of the clergy, I don't have to pay taxes, or certain taxes. Akraga is not all taxes, only certain. I don't know which taxes they're on. The Gemara and Babas talks about different types of taxes. How do we know? The Pasuk says, in Pasuk in Ezra, Minda v'lo v'halach lo shalit l'mimra alayon. There's no, I don't know exactly how to type this Pasuk, but what's Minda v'lo v'halach? Oh, the Gemara is going to explain. These three things, lo shalit l'mimra alayon, you cannot put them, impose them on me. So what are they? Amar Yehuda, Minda zum nas hamelach, the taxes of the king, of the government. Below zu kesev gulgalta, which is also a different type of one's a tax income. One's a rather the real estate tax was the first one. The next one was a tax that everyone goes across the board evenly. And the halach is zu arnuna, which was to help support the king in his big meals. So these three taxes should not be placed upon the tamidei chachamim. And then one more another statement. Amar Rava sharu le l'turbet mirabanan the meimer avda denura ana. He should say, "I am an evid of the Kohen. I'm of the priestly family." wait a second. He could say, "I'm of the Avad de Nura, the Avadim of Eish, of Molech."
That they are potter from the. The Rosh explains.
Even though it gives the impression that they're over there with the Zara, they're allowed to use that Svar in order to exempt them from taxes. So we see already tax evasion that's far back in the Gemara. I'm over there with the Zara is allowed to be said. My time, what's the reason? Lavruche Arya Mine Kamar. They're saying this in order to avoid the lion that's trying to get them, in order to avoid the taxes. So I wouldn't advise by any means tax evasion. But the tax fire were very different back then than they are now. But don't do it. Okay, and finally, before we get to the Mishnah, Rav Ashi Havalei Hahu Abba, he had a certain Abba, which is a forest, Zabne Lebe Nura, and he sold it to a house of fire, I guess, which is a place of Avodah Zarah. Amalei Ravina Le Rav Ashi, Haika Lufne Ivelo Sitem Yechshol. How could you sell the whole forest then? You're providing them what to use for the Avodah Zarah. It's Lufne Iver. Amalei Rov Eitim Lasaka Nitnu. No, I sold them to use for firewood, not for the Avodah Zarah. They decided to use some of it for fire for Avodah Zarah. That's their choice. But Rove, most of them that was selling was the purpose of firewood, and that is mutter. Okay, I'm not sure why the last case is brought, simply probably because of the connection of Avodah Zarah to fire. That's why it's brought in, but okay. So stop here.
No.
Yeah.
Most etzim are for not for avodah zarah.
Right. Most are for firewood, right. Just to fuel the fires, which is therefore permitted. The fact right. that these people also will use it for avodah zarah, that's their cheshbon, but not me. That they bought it right. for. I sold it for firewood. Okay. All right.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
I just have to tell all you that I'm not coming tomorrow.
Sorry.
It's good. I'll do tomorrow morning the other one.
Why would you do that? Yeah, I don't understand. Why would you jump ahead?
Because
this tomorrow daf as well.
No, because Sunday there's no Tisha B'Av. You can't learn. We have
tomorrow.
To learn one, but you don't learn a Tisha B'Av.
Tomorrow
you learn tomorrow
Sunday.
For Sunday because it's Shabbos anyway.
So that's why.